Walter Hawkins, Edwin Hawkins, what is this? Yes, hey, welcome. This is the Gospel Explosion. Hey, coming to you each and every Sunday at 10 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West. Hey, I've got something else for you by Walter Hawkins. It's called Thank You. All right. Enjoy, folks.
Folks without homes How many thankful folks in the house tonight? If you're thankful, get on your feet. Let's help out together with thankful. Thank you.
Alone, he could looked at him. I said, oh, mister.
The Canton Spirituals. I feel sorry. Hallelujah Square.
Sorry for you. He said, that's all right, brother. He said, when I.
This is the Gospel Explosion.
Getting glow.
On Studio W.
Just like you.
Y'all don't want to hear.
And he looked up to one heavenly. He said, I see
all
my friend.
In Hollywood.
And he said, what a wonderful time. my home. Trouble arrived. Seemed like when things are going right, all I know for I know it's something else and I'm broken loose on the other side. But there's a place that prepared for me. When I get there, won't have to worry about that no more. What I'm trying to tell you out there, it won't be no trouble. It won't be no trouble. Can I get away? Say that again. It won't be.
There won't be.
Oh, oh, I feel good, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, sometimes my mind run across my daddy when he laid in the hospital trying to fool us like he wasn't hurting. Sometimes we would beg him, and my sisters and daddy just eat a little something for it. Daddy said, I can't do it. He said, when I smell food, it makes me sick. But I'm getting ready to go to a place, hallelujah. I'm getting ready, hallelujah. I'm getting ready to go to a place where I won't be sick no more. Can I get a witness in here tonight? Can I get a witness in here? Can I get a witness that won't be no sick there?
Me this far. trust in you with all of my heart. Yeah, with all of my heart. Yes, I will. And I won't leave to my own understanding in all of my ways. I'll acknowledge you, 'cause so confused, so, so confused, yeah. If I keep my mind, yeah, stay on you, in this room, and there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second and just let you know that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Call him Lord, 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 Lord. Yeah!
just see some hands of some people who know that your faith has gone to work. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody in here believe that that thing that was worrying you, it's not going to worry you anymore? You believe Isaiah 26:3, that he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to call him again. And this time, we're going to call him out of gratitude. We're going to call him in an effort to say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Come on, lift your hands, open your mouth, and just say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to do something right quick, and I'm gonna leave it alone. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, say, in my
this
life, I've been up,
is the gospel,
and I've been down,
explosion.
But say, in spite of my circumstances,
live on Studio Dope,
in spite of my situations,
look at my.
Say, in spite of what I'm going through right now, say, when I look back on my life and to see how far God brought me back, I can't do nothing but thank the Lord. Somebody ought to get up.
That's all that needs to be said. Man, you see why we call this the gospel explosion? Do you understand why we call this the gospel explosion? Because it's time to testify. Hey, Dotty Peoples. Come on, let's do this right now. Hey, put your dancing shoes on, put your hands together, and let's praise. I think it's time for that. Testify now. I know you got a shout coming out.
Testify.
Dirty people, somebody ought to testify, because we know, you and I, you didn't have to leave Williams and the Spiritual QCs from that Good Time album. Hey, this is a gospel explosion. Getting warm up in here. Yes.
Lord, you didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you did, Lord. I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you did, Lord. I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. That ain't all you done. You woke me up early this morning. Lord, you was right on time. I had my health and strength and clothes. Y'all let me say it again. You didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you know, ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you know, I wonder if anybody else here tell it. You didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you know, I'm so glad, Lord, you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you know, but that ain't all you done for me. You woke me up early this morning, Lord, you were right on time. Had my health and strength and clothes. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wake me this morning. Lord, you didn't have to wake me this morning. I know you didn't have to wake me this morning. You didn't have to do it. But I'm so glad you did. Let me take time out. Just let me tell you thank you. Just wanna say thank you. Because when I got out of my bed this morning, when I stepped out on my leg, they didn't give away on me.
This morning, you didn't have to wake me soon this morning.
How many?
You didn't have right, sure enough, no. You know, sometimes we get a little carried away by our little bank account, and we feel like we're going to hire somebody to come in and do it for us. But how many know if he don't do it for you? If he don't do it
Lee for Williams, you, spiritual QCs, come on, you didn't have to do it. Oh, my, my, my. I've got some Bolton Brothers right now. It's called One More Time. Yes.
Come on.
One more time.
One more time. One more time. The Lord has led us together. One more. Somebody help me.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
One more time.
So glad to be here.
Lord has led us together.
Yeah, they did.
One more.
Same little dance. One more.
Yes, the Bolton Brothers, Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Gospel Explosion. Yes, hey, coming up at the top of the hour, it is Hope is Alive, folks, ladies and gentlemen. So you want to keep it locked right here on The Buzz, Studio W, The Buzz. Now, also, those of you who have those brand new iPhones, yes, you can download the app now. Just go to studio.w. Android, just go to your Play Store, Studio W, and also go to the website, and please always leave a comment. Subscribe, leave a comment. Okay, you will hear this broadcast in about 24 hours or so, right there under Archive Shows, in case you missed it or you want to share it with a friend, okay? Hey, coming up, like I said, Hope is Alive. We have Devotional and Reflections by Deacon Anthony Bell, Prayer by Deacon Clarence Trope, and then there's a song, and then a live message from Minister DeCorey Newsom, followed by the invitation to discipleship by our very own Reverend Floyd Martin. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, something happens when you pray.
We'll be right back.
why we pray. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Gospel Explosion coming to you every Sunday on Studio W The Buzz. Come up right after this next song, Hope Is Alive.
I've been hurting with pain inside. I've had trouble on every hand. So many days I could barely stand. My hands got tired of holding on. Felt like I just could not go on. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. There've been times when I could not see. I had to cry myself to sleep. I've had people to walk away. I've been put down for my mistakes. And there've been times when I felt alone. I've had to walk some lonely roads. But every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, God has kept me. No. Every now and then I wanted to throw the towel in. Didn't want to cry, didn't want to pray. Throw my hands in the air, just walk away. God never lets me, never let me go. His voice and mercy always held me close. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Oh, God kept me.
God has kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
God kept me.
God has kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
Yes, He kept me.
Sometimes I'll stray away. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me.
Hello, my name is Anthony Bell. I am currently serving the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church under the direction of Dr. Michael Andrew Owens, and I serve in the capacity of a deacon. Our thought for today comes from the 13th chapter of the book of St. John. Bible readers will recognize this 13th chapter for at least two reasons. One, Jesus is nearing the end of his public ministry. And two, this chapter can be known as the serving chapter, because Jesus spends a lot of time teaching his disciples on servanthood. An example of this is that early in chapter 13, Jesus washed